तरशताम पितृ मातर यशस्करे शीलोदार्य गुणोपेता पौरंजन्य प्रजापते। वट वर्ड मीनिंग दोहित्रहे डॉटर्स दश उत्तर टेन मोर देन शतम 100 पितृ लाइक द फादर मात्र एंड मदर यशस करे ग्लोरीफाइड शील गुड बिहेवियर औदार्य मैग्नेनिमिटी गुण गुड क्वालिटीज उपेतः पजेस्ड ऑफ पुरंजन डॉटर्स ऑफ पुरंजन प्रजापते ओ प्रजापति। ट्रांसलेशन ओ प्रजापति किंग प्राचीनी परिषद इन दिस वे किंग पुरंजन ऑल्सो बी गॉट 110 डॉटर्स ऑल ऑफ दिस वे आर इक्वली ग्लोरीफाइड लाइक द फादर एंड मदर। देयर बिहेवियर वॉज जेंटल एंड दे पजेस मैग्नेनिमिटी एंड अदर गुड क्वालिटीज। परपट Children begotten under the rules and regulation of the scriptures generally become as good as the father and mother. But children born illegitimately mainly become Varna Sankara. The Varna Sankara population is responsible to the family, community and even to themselves. Formerly the Varna Sankara population was checked by the observation of the reformatory method called Garbhadhan Sanskara. A child begetting religious ceremony. In this verse we find that although King Puranjan had begotten so many children, they were not Varna Sankara. All of them were good, well-behaved children, and they had good qualities like their father and mother. Even though we may produce many good children, our desire for sex that is beyond the prescribed method is to be considered sinful. Too much enjoyment of any of the senses, not only sex, result in sinful activities. Therefore, one has to become a Swami or Goswami at the end of his life. One may beget children up to the age of 50, but after 50, one must stop begetting children and should accept the Vanaprastha order. In this way, he must leave home and then become a sannyasi. A sannyasi's title is Swami or Goswami, which means that he completely refrains from sense enjoyment. One should not accept the sannyas order whimsically. He must be fully confident that he can restrain his desires for sense gratification. King Puranjana's family life was, of course, very happy. As mentioned in these verses, he begot 1,100 sons and 110 daughters. Everyone desires to have more sons than daughters. And since the numbers of daughters was less than the number of sons, it appeared that King Puranjana's family life was very comfortable and pleasing. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swam Padantikam वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतार्पदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सगणा रघुनाथमितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखावितं च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामित नामले नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिवसे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछा कल्पतरु भयस्य कृपा सिंधु भयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। I am seeking the blessing of all the Vaishnavas, especially Proji Rup Goswami Prabhu, Ramnithai Prabhu, and so many others Vaishnavas are there. So please bless me so that I can speak on this verse, so that it really purified especially my heart and everyone's. So we are continuing this pastime of Puranjan from so many days. So Puranjan pastime is continuing from many days, and chapter after chapter are passing, and only one theme is going on, that Puranjan was attached for his sense enjoyment. As soon as the Narad Muni tells the story to Prachini Barishat, he started beginning that only, how this Puranjan, who was a soul, just came to this world and wandering many places, not satisfied. But when he got the human body, then he satisfied. And from that time onwards, he got the associates of associate of intelligent, mostly on the ignorant, that is wife. And from that purpose onwards, his life was going on. So why this Bhagavatam? Actually, I was thinking that how this Bhagavatam is such a literature that it takes the life of a conditioned soul, those who are in this world struggling to enjoy, and life after life doing the same activity, and from that Bhagavatam is mentioning, it takes to the pure love of Godhead to go to the Golok Vrindavan. So the journey of the living entity, conditioned souls in this material world began. And when we take guidance from the scriptures like Bhagavatam and many other scriptures given by Lord Himself only, then we will do our journey in a very safest way. Otherwise, many other literatures are there which can divert us. And mostly it happening. Hardly scriptures mention that very few souls comes in this path. And among all the few souls, very few souls remain to a pure path. And while that remain a pure path also, very less number of souls they go for, aspire to go back to Godhead. So these scriptures are actually, especially guidance is given, which help us to purify our life, which impurities are there, lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, and give us guidance how to come out from that and successfully go on. So I just discussed this verse. Prabhupada is highlighting so many points in this verse. I just take this. First of all is highlighting the Garbhadhan Sanskara, how this so much important in the life of a human being. Especially human being is meant to follow the scriptures. So this Garbhadham Sanskar is mentioned. And second, again the Prabhupada is mentioning that the age, too much enjoyment, our desire for sex beyond prescribed method considered sinful. It means that Shastra speaks that the Grihastha life should be till 50. After then, only focusing on living home and trying to absorb oneself in completely Supreme Lord. After then, prepare for sannyas. But what happened? Here Prabhupada is mentioning that too much enjoyment of any of the senses, not only here explaining about sex life, but any of the senses result is sinful activities. So what happen when we have this when you have the desire of enjoy our senses, normally we will go on the other path to cheat or to do wrong sinful activities other than this sex also. So therefore the Shastra has explained that senses has to be controlled, and then Pruvat goes ahead that after the vana, when he is in vanaprastha stage, he should prepare for sannyas, and when the period comes, he should ready for that. It means that he should completely control his senses, all this thing. So become sannyasi or Goswami at the end of life, stop begetting children after 50 and go for vanaprastha, then become sannyasi. So these are the some highlighting point Prabhupada mentioned in this purport, and this purport is today purport is connected to the last purport also. Actually all the verses are connected, but this is connected all last also. Like in last verse it was mentioning that he got 1,100 sons, now he got the 110th daughter. So and previous verse it was also mentioning that how the when person is engaged in the activity of sense gratification, the time passes very fast. Of course I found that in 2-3 places previous verse also, and before 2 verses also Prabhupada also mentioning same thing, especially where it is saying that at the age of 16 to 30 when the youth is very on the top things, so people they indulge in wrong activity of sinful activities, especially a materialistic person. And so what happen when you indulge in that activities, then the days pass so fast they could not recognize this, how their 10-15 years has gone, and then they realize then they become old, 40. So I was mentioning that 40, after 40 years the senses become not working as powerful as before. So then they realize that how they have their life has passed in that way. Even we are hearing this, Lord Krishna is telling to Uddhav in 11th canto about this Pururva and Urvashi. The Pururva, after going through so much enjoyment with Urvashi and so much hard struggle, so much lamentation, he came to that point of his realization. He was telling that just see the extent of my delusion. This goddess was embracing me and holding my neck on her grip. My heart was so polluted, I had no idea how my lifespan passed very fast. So this Shastra mentioned that when one engages in this sense activity, because does not understand that when the whole day is passing, and when the night is coming, and again, because his whole consciousness is stuck on that point only for enjoyment, so then there is no other way. So therefore the night and day pass in very fast. So like Sri Chaitanya Chandra was yesterday explaining, day before yesterday, he was comparing person engaged in sense gratification activities, how is this days and nights pass, and the per devotee also engaged in the activity of Krishna consciousness, there also day and night pass very fast. Many of us have these experiences. Many days, our days, weeks, months goes without reading any Prabhupada books, all this thing. Especially, I'm telling about myself. Especially, I'm telling about myself. After then, when we have to feel the sadhana card, then we realize, arey, I'm there only. My days has passed. Still, I'm in the not completed my Bhagavatam, not completed my CC. What to speak of others' literatures? So, days actually pass very fast. So the example is given: person who is engaged in sense gratification activity. What happened to them? Then they indulge in whole whatever years they find their youth to go on the sense gratification activity, they indulge in that, and then when they become old, they also have the same desire for enjoying, but they don't have any strength to continue, and then raise the request to the doctors, all this thing. So they hanker and they lament, and they wanted to more and more enjoyment for the life to continue. So but then result is they pass their life and they give up their life, and then subtle body goes to the same doing same activity, and they are taking next gross body. So same activity, but the devotee, their days and also are passed very fast. So what happened to them when they become old? They are hankering, and they also lament that I have just passed my days and are not able to serve nicely. Although they are serving, like we see the example of Uddhava, when the Vidura was approaching to the Uddhava for what about devotional aspects, please guide him. Then Uddhava immediately went on the trance, was just absorbed, and many hours has passed, he not came back. So then he was out of ecstasy lamenting that when Krishna was here in this world, in the Dwarka, we are having the opportunity of associate with him, but we took him very cheaply. So in this way, although they externally they look like they're lamenting that I not remember Krishna, but while lamenting in that way, they are feeling very ecstasy. In that way, indirectly they are remembering Krishna. So this helps us to know that when the devotee grows, their age passes, their ecstasy for and absorption in service and remembrance of Krishna also go on increasing. So these are the comparison. We have more example. You see Gadadhar Pandit, how he was serving to the Tota Gopina deities so much till it become very old. We are not able to serve the deity properly. Then the deity has to be change their position. So these are the examples. Devotee and non-devotee, their days and nights pass very fast, but the end result is in this life also. Actually, we see the life of a Purvara and Urvashi. Purvara especially, when he was having the association of Urvashi, he was enjoying, but after then she left, he was just lamenting and just wanted to become completely mad. He was just walking on the places, one after place to another places, and there was looking for her only. So while enjoying also this life, there are also the fear at any time their association will be missed and someone else was there. So in that also they are having this anxiety, and after then their destination is also gone for another species, which they lose the opportunity to get the human birth. But devotees, they are like completely surrender to the Lord, and then as the age grow, their ecstasy and their remembrance, their absorption on the Supreme Lord will go on increasing. So these are the one point where Purva, many places where this topic comes, enjoying senses in an unrestricted way, Purva many places mention that when one is indulged in that way, their life very fast, they also does not recognize. Already we have very less, as the Kali Yuga is growing, the age is reducing. Prahlad Maharaj, we are just here reading the Prahlad Maharaj sessions, how Prahlad Maharaj tell to his schoolmate's friend, he has divided the age, how 100 years is just when one is not a devotee, his 100 years is like completely full of that engagement. Only thing is that engagement is not worthy, no remembrance of Krishna. Only the engagement is of how to take care of my family, how to take care of and my enjoyment. So therefore Prahlad Maharaj to his schoolmates telling in his prayer, telling to them, Komaram acharate pragyo dharmam bhagavataya durlabham manusham janma tadapi adurvam arthadam. So he's telling to Prahlad Maharaj, telling to them, although intelligent person used the human form life from the very beginning to practice devotion service, giving up all other engagement. Human body most rarely achieved like other bodies, it is meaningful. So there he explaining that human life, although is like the same to the other bodies also. Other bodies also there, and human life is also there. They are also getting the same year of is there. But in human life, we have the opportunity to complete our achieve our goal, to come out from the cycle of repetition, birth and death. So therefore, Prahlada Maharishi is saying that it is like a temporary for like others, but it is most important. So in this life, one should not use his own whatever lifespan is there for any other goal. Therefore, the human life is only meant for that, to perfect their life. So, and this is actually all the expectation. This is the purpose of Shastras. When Lord has given us a Shastra, for that purpose only, that come out from the mentality of enjoying enough till now, so many bodies we have enjoyed. Now you have got opportunity. So become work on that and become perfect. So this Shastra is saying, stop business of sense gratification. And then, so therefore we have to use our intelligence that although the how much time I have, very very less time, so therefore engage in the activity which have some purpose. So therefore it is very much important when Shastra speaks that we should be completely absorbed, like I was discussing that how devotee as the age grow, they have to be absorbed in their Krishna consciousness activity. So there are some one just like His Holiness Sachidananda Swami Maharaj article is there, Becoming Deep. We know that everyone, mostly devotees, read this article, but this article explain the how the devotee should be absorbed externally, not only that externally he can grow at the yearly passing from 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, and 10 years has gone, 15 years, 10, 20 years. So externally has grown, but the internally also has to be the root has to be grown very as much as he is going upward. So similarly down the earth also the root has to be grown. And the root only not visible externally, so the root has to be work on for our own self only. We know that how much root has grown. So therefore this article is there which help us. And we know that this Prahlad Maharaj explaining to his schoolmate the process of nine devotional service, especially Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj is mostly famous on this activity only, Smaranam. So after when we do Shravanam, Kirtanam, then Smaran of the Lord will come very, very, very easily. Actually, Radhishyam Prabhu, one of the lecture he was telling that Smaran, there are three aspects of hearing, he was quoting. That when we do hearing, how this hearing help us to Sharanam, Kirtanam, help us to go on Smaranam. He was telling that there are three aspects of hearing. One is Shravan Dasha. Shravan Dasha means hearing Katha for a long period of time. Hearing Katha or chanting holy name for a long period of time. So when we hear that for a long period of time, then what happens? We come to the Varna Dasha. Varna Dasha means after hearing long period of time, then we will get attached to the Krishna Katha. So Sharana Dasha, then Varna Dasha, and when we become attached to Krishna Katha, then we come to the Smaran Dasha. Means when we are not only attached to the Krishna Katha, but wanted to share more and more. Means that when we do long hearing, we will give long as when we either hearing or chanting anything, any activity, nine process of devotional service is actually meant for to achieve the perfection in spiritual life. So when we do any activity long period of time, then it help us to become attached to that. And then When we become attached, then we want to share more and more. So prolonged exposure create impression. So when we do activity of Krishna consciousness long period of time, then it will goes on deep. And then Prabhuji already was continuing. So for the things, we have to follow these things to long exposure, but we have to work more on other things also. Then he was quoting the how Bhagavad Gita explains, actually Bhagavad Gita explains 17.14, 15, 16 austerity of 17.14 explain the austerity of body, and 15 explain the austerity of speech, and the 16 explain the austerity of mind. So you are saying that actually in purport of that austerity of mind and satisfaction, Pruvat at least 3-4 times he wrote that how this satisfaction comes. When one is not indulged in the sense gratification activity, then he will be satisfied. So root cause is that only a person is engaging his senses instead of the serving Krishna. He is engaging that senses in the fulfilling his own desire. So therefore he will even though he will do all this thing activity, shravanadasa, all this thing, but it will not help him to absorb oneself. Like we are discussing yesterday only, Prabhuji was explaining about how the when Narad Muni was giving Krishna katha to the Kayadu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu. So Prahlad Maharaj was also in the womb of her. And then, but because she was having anxiety, like anxiety of demigods maybe again come, or Hiranyakashipu is performing tapasya, I am alone here and who will take care. So her mind was not completely absorbed what Narad Muni was speaking. But the Prahlad Maharaj was no anxiety. He was just peaceful, always absorb, remembering, and then you are hearing very nicely. So therefore, to come to that stage, Shravanadasha, Varanadasha, Smaranadasha, mind has to be peaceful. Many times we have example this. If anything happened in the previous day with devotees, fight with devotees, whatever. So that the time of chanting, completely our mind becomes stuck on that thoughts only. And just as externally rounds are going, but the internally the thoughts is just going on that only. So therefore, to get absorbed, the mind has to be very peaceful. So therefore, these things, Prabhuji was telling that we should be very helpful if we work on this thing. And then he was telling that like prayers, how these prayers are also very much important for getting absorbed in the Krishna consciousness activity. Like we know that this month, actually this month is very special. Every day, almost every day, some acharyas, some deities, some other aspect of the forms, every day some auspicious days are there. Just like tomorrow Rukmani Devi Dwadashi is there. So many, every day some aspects are there. So this month is very special. So the prayers help us, to grow, absorb oneself more in Krishna consciousness. So in the prayers also, we have to do three things. Our prayers should be Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki Jai, Shri Gonita Yohan ki Jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maya ki Jai. So Prabhu is telling that when you pray to the deities, we should ask three things for the Lord: begging for service and repentance and shelter. So when we pray, so something is speaking apart from the what Prahlad Maharaj had told us, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. All the things is speaking, coming from there only. So, but there are many ways, and many devotees can find that what helps them to grow in Krishna consciousness. Someone likes to chant, someone likes to read scriptures, someone likes to do services. So all these things are there. By the mercy of Prabhupada, we know that we can go on whole day. There is still the day become less and the services or all these things become more and more. So this is the mercy of Prabhupada and Acharyas. He has completely given us complete engagement. So then we will not go to the sometime that our mind become empty and we remain that what should I do now? No, so many engagements are there. So therefore, our prayers should be begging for service, repentance, and the shelter of the Supreme Lord. Like Prahlad Maharaj, yesterday we are knowing the prayers, how he is like a really a well-wisher of everyone, non-envious. Where Prabhuji is praying that, first of all, he is praying for please remove the enmity. Second, let I become the well-wisher, and let praying for everyone that become the well-wisher of everyone. So he's like a non-envious completely. So the devotees are there, and his prayers are also they have glorified the Lord. So these help us to absorb ourselves in the service of Lord. So what happens when we do prayers? We get three advantages. Prayer empty the mind of all other thoughts. When we read, like when Prabhuji was explaining the, when we recite these verses, what happens when we recite the verses? First of all, we just recite the verses in that proper meter, all this thing. So then we like the proper way the verses is going on. And after then, when we repeat again and again, then we remember the character, which devotee has did the prayer. So we'll remember the character that this devotee has given, saying the nice prayer to the Lord, and we wanted to recite again and again. And after some time, when we remember the character, then we'll enter into the feelings of prayers of that devotee. What was the devotee was feeling that time when he was praying to the Lord? So these are the way where we can absorb ourselves instead of absorbing in materialistic activity. Devotee has so much enough things. And then he was saying that, so then in, this is the way that when we engage in the prayerful activity, then our mind become empty from other thoughts. And then second one, then it helps us to get mastery over to the mind. Actually, mind is like Prabhuji has explained, is like a blotting paper. To a degree, whatever you give, the mind will accept and it will churning on that thing. So if we are giving good things, then mind will accept that only good things. So therefore, instead of empty keeping mind, not giving mind good things means automatically it goes to the another way. Because that is already filled. For that, no need to work on that. So that is from many lifetimes that is already filled. So work on the giving good things. So then third one is that when we do prayers, we get ability to think of the Supreme Lord. This is the way, just like yesterday only we are hearing, telling that our devotees, not only that Prabhuji was explaining, not only our Gaurang Darshan Prabhu was explaining that, not only that needed to give class on a big way. So many thousands of people are there so that one can give classes. But one or two devotees also, they come together and then they discuss Krishna Katha. So to the degree, these are the actually safest way when we grow in our Krishna consciousness. So it helps us to remain absorbed. So therefore, these prayers and scriptures help us. So I just Satsurudra Goswami Maharaj write in Japa Reform Notebook, just like a materialistic person does not know the value of human birth, similarly sometimes many times devotee does not know the value of chanting. When I read this, I felt really I'm just not knowing the value of chanting. I'm just completing my rounds, not getting absorbed, all these things. So he writes very nicely, very feeling that devotee are really not knowing completely the glories of the chanting. So when we know that, then we take all these things very seriously. So these are the absorption. Now just many things are remaining. What Prabhupada is more focusing on these purports. So Prabhupada explaining about this Garbhadhan Samskara. Actually the Shastra teaches this the human birth is responsible. Human life is responsible life. And there is no other things that not taking any responsibility. Responsible means like everyone is completely responsible for his the own ashram, about his own duty. Like Garbhadhan Samskara is there. So parents, they know that they need children. So the children has to be guided very nicely under the properly guidance of the devoted. They become devotee, all this thing. So their things will become, how the parents, they are becoming devotee, they are becoming serious devotee to that degree, their parents, mother, father, and impression they will come to the son. So therefore Shastra mentioned that these things, samskaras, are very much important. One who are wanted to all these things, sons, and there. Therefore the Garbhadham Samskara is mentioned there. Or the so Prabhupada is telling here that therefore we know that King Puranjan, although he may be he has so many sons, but all the sons are produced in a Garbhadham Samskara way. Properly their process, he went on all the process. And second thing is Prabhupada explained that when the certain period of time comes, one should prepare for going to live the household life. As soon as the he become age grow, 50 years passed, then he should focus on vanaprastha stage. Of course, as our nowadays vanaprastha stage is like means completely come out from the duties of materialistic. Of course, devotees when they are engaged in the activity of outside world also, that also not called as the materialistic, because they are following all the rules and regulations which is their ashram is mentioning. But after some time also, one should completely focus on doing core Krishna conscious activity. Because while being that household life, going to job and all these things is there, hardly get enough time. Just their rounds had to get complete and then read scriptures, very get little time. So after then they should completely focus. They come to the temple. We see in our temple so many devotees, parents, those who are grown up more than 50 also, their whole day they are serving here. So these are the actually Prabhupada mentioned the vanaprastha stage. And then after then vanaprastha stage, one should completely focus on to be take sannyas. Of course, for devotee as a brahmachari, they are only in the no need to go to vanaprastha. They are already vanachari. So they are already wandering in the jungles. So they should be prepared to our their life to take sannyas, and whatever helps to engage in the service of the spiritual master, to assist on his mission to Prabhupada. So these are the way Prabhupada is telling the purports. Just my little understanding and the following the devotees, I just explain. So if anything I spoke wrong or anything, please forgive me. I just end here, only time is gone. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.